This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
The Frames Per Second Podcast. Fire, 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 fire.
Show me the one whose safety deemed such destruction. You must reunite it with its own kind.
Where?
This you must determine. The songs of eons past tell of battles between Mandalore the Great and an order of sorcerers called Jedi.
You expect me to search the galaxy and deliver this creature to a race of enemy sorcerers?
This is the way.
You know this is no place for a child.
He goes.
So I've heard.
This is the way.
What's going on? It's your boy Nicky Duce, a.k.a. Mr. No Disrespect, and you now tune in to the Frames Per Second Podcast. In this episode, we are continuing on our weekly recaps of the hit Disney Plus series, The Mandalorian. Join us. We got almost a full cast, but we got a special guest. Beezy 20.
Beezy 420. You about to call me 24/7?
Right, hey, my bad.
I'm used to
introducing FIFO. No,
yeah, I'm about to say, you about to call me 24/7, man. What the
Beezy
fuck?
Beezy 24/7.
I know, right? I mean, I am me all day, every day. You know,
that's FIFO shit.
Right, that's
I'm just used to FIFO. You're now a surprise guest every now and then, but glad to have you back, sir.
B, did you quit?
Did I quit? No.
Your ass quit.
Stop playing. You just really don't fuck with these movies we've been picking, right? That's what it is.
I guess. Oh no.
But yeah, since you were on the first episode of Mandalorian, so let me.
But speaking of quit though,
she said, "Don't do me."
May is here in spirit on this episode.
I just don't have anything.
Okay, that sounds like quit, but okay.
B, let's start with you. As far as we're in the second episode titled The Passenger, mm-hmm. of the Mandalorian series, what was your thoughts on this second episode?
I thought it was cool. I mean, maybe I'm just in the whole Mandalorian like bias now. I'm really liking this show so much. This was definitely the Baby Yoda like episode. I feel like Baby Yoda got the spotlight in this particular episode. For people who love Baby Yoda, I feel like he was definitely the star of this show for this episode. But I mean, yeah, the action, you know, I liked it. I enjoyed it, man. I definitely enjoyed it a lot. So they still on a good streak with me as far as Mandalorian.
What about you, Mike?
Yeah, I loved this one. Unlike the first one, I loved this one on first watch. I really, really enjoyed it. Because
it took you the second time.
It took me two watches to really enjoy the first one. But this one I thought was great on first watch. Not a lot of callbacks, which is fine.
I was going to ask you that next.
There were a couple, but nothing major. But yeah, this one was a good one.
Brian, was you loving it too?
Man, this show is just so good. Yeah, I really enjoyed this one. It just felt a little different. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I guess we'll get into that later. But yeah, man, I'll say it again. I just don't think this show is going to miss. I don't think they're going to miss.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't.
Ken, you weren't on the first episode of this season. So watching the first one and going into the second one, has it been consistent for you as far as like the quality, especially how we ended last season, the first season?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think they've been really consistent. Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
For me, this second episode, I think, Mike, you mentioned they're doing longer episodes this season. So, like, and this one kind of shows how it's paid off. And also, you can't help but to notice, like, I feel like they open up the budget a little bit more or just, like, the quality sticks out more in this episode and even going into the first episode as well. Like, the cinematography and, like, the animations and all that shit. How they still use puppet technology, but, like, with the CGI, it's just dope. But like how the opening scene, I feel like every episode is going to start off with Mando in a random fight. Like to start every episode off. Because like this motherfucker just riding on his little bike, you know, ready to go back to his ship, like, and all that other shit. And all of a sudden,
they didn't wreck this shit up.
They were ready to wreck this shit up. Like, and I thought he was going to bust his ass because he was coming in hot. And then they had that little string and just to knock him off. But
he did bust his ass though, really?
He hit the jetpack.
Yeah.
It's the ship that fucked up.
That's
Maybe Yoda busted his ass.
Yeah.
Oh, he did. He was.
Is he like indestructible? I don't never know how like tough Yoda is, like, but this little motherfucker be getting knocked around and just be bouncing back up.
He's got the force, man.
I mean, and babies tend to be like that.
Did y'all think that based on how this episode started, we were gonna go in a whole different direction than where it ended up being for this episode? Or did you just assume like, oh, this is just like the random fight scene that we have to go through before we get to the main shit?
Well, the only disappointment I had was like, because y'all got me hyped about the Boba Fett thing, so I thought it was gonna be a continuation of that when he was looking off on the first episode. Mm-hmm. And since he was still there, I was like, oh, okay, so we about to get into that, but we didn't. But I quickly got over that, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I was anticipating that, so I wasn't expecting it to go where it went. That was the question, ultimately, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, me either. I wasn't expecting them to leave Tatooine, mm-hmm. not this early.
Right.
But like Rod, I got over it very quickly because now I figure now we're going to get to see Boba Fett like tracking him down. Because I figured that's what's going to happen at some point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, considering he wrecked and then he had to walk the rest of the way, maybe they're going to make it to where that's where Boba Fett caught up with him and just tracked him. Mm-hmm. And then maybe he's following him. Who knows? But this episode was definitely not where I expected it to go at all.
Yeah, because like as you mentioned, Mike, he literally walked like Moses in the sand with like with Baby Yoda and all his shit,
all that shit hanging on.
And like he just and I'm like, bro, he gotta be hot as fuck in that damn suit.
Well,
man.
I was gonna ask, they have to have AC in that motherfucker. So
probably that thing probably cools you off,
right? Because man, he would have melted that in that motherfucker.
That's what I'm thinking. Like desert it's steel. It's like the best steel. Like I would think he gotta be ventilated. Like
now that you say that, it didn't occur to me till now. Why didn't he just use the jetpack?
To fly all of that stuff?
Yeah.
I don't think
it's strong enough.
Work. Yeah.
And I'm sure it has like limited fuel and shit like
that too.
To you know, just think of the distance. Think of the distance that he was going. I don't think that jetpack would have.
Y'all would have said, fuck the fuel. I'm gonna get real up at the city with the
think it's strong enough to carry him, because you gotta think about it. It was him, baby Yoda, the other set of armor, and that meat.
And that's what I was thinking. Okay. Where was that little buggy carriage that be floating for Yoda? Why he ain't sitting in that to alleviate the... Well, that's just me just thinking about my
you
back.
You could have boosted that shit a little bit to slide across the sand. Like something. God damn. Like I was just thinking, like I was literally just thinking like, damn, he could have used it to fucking, I don't know, make himself glide.
Probably just like doing shit the hard way. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like this adds to his legend. Like, yeah, I had to
carry it. Just don't faze him. It might just not faze him.
Yeah. It, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely don't think he was hot. Because, I mean, if you think about when they got to the other planet, he was clearly the only one that wasn't cold. So that I think that suit has some kind of regulating something in it, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Definitely does.
Well, he gets back to the that small town with the mechanic lady and stuff like that. And as we know from the last episode, there wasn't a Mandalorian there where he went to. But he got a new tip as far as where he could find some more. And we're on another mission, but it's with a passenger, hence the title of the name. What did y'all think about the frog lady and how he, Mando, has to do these little side missions to get to where he wants to go?
Time out. You just going to leave out the fact that they went back to the original cantina?
That was the original cantina?
Yeah.
Oh, they all look the same to me.
That was the original cantina from New Hope. Mm-hmm.
I'm not used to seeing that unless they got the little motherfuckers playing that little the jazz flute.
I feel you, but I mean, now that you mention it, I'm like, okay, yeah, that makes. Because when I was watching, I'm like, damn, I'm like, that
feels familiar.
Something special about this place that they're in right now. I just don't know what it is. Yeah. So
if they're on Tatooine and they're going to a cantina,
just assume
you can just assume it's the same cantina. Yeah, yeah. You know.
Yeah, okay.
I wasn't really big on Dr. Mandible. I was just like, come on, how on the nose are y'all going to be with this? Really? Right. Big ant guy and you calling him Dr. Mandible? You couldn't think of nothing else?
Oh, about the name?
Yeah,
the
name? That was just corny.
That was.
I mean, Star Wars tend to be corny sometimes, though.
But that was just like super corny. It was like, really? Dr. Mandible?
What's funny is in the concept art, he looks different. I don't know if y'all peeped that.
Oh, I turned it during off. The I credits. Didn't watch the concept art.
Yeah, talking about doing the credits and stuff. Yeah,
what he look like in the concept art?
He looks more like humanoid than.
Oh, really?
Than what he looked like there.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
But what about the frog lady?
I thought it was cool. I was a little concerned at first, but she got interesting. She got interesting as it went along, especially when she tapped into the to that droid.
Mm. Never mind. nothing. We'll get there.
What'd you think about it, kid?
I'm trying to remember.
Oh, she was a mama for real. Mm-hmm. But when you, it's funny you could kind of make judgments about people without knowing them. And I didn't know she was like that, like smart and intelligent until she tapped into the shit and then started talking. So when we can actually hear her communicate. Mm-hmm. You know, we're like, oh shit, this motherfucker, like, you know some shit. But prior to then, you just heard a bunch of noises. So, so I thought that was interesting because I was like, why is she looking at that damn drawer like that? But yeah, she was like, look, motherfucker, we ain't got time. We gotta go. When you sit here playing around,
yeah.
So I thought that was. But prior to then, I didn't really have. Mm-hmm. I was just so worried about her, man.
You were actually attached to her?
I was just worried about her the whole damn show. I really was. I don't know what it was. I'm worried about her babies. I said, this motherfucker gonna eat all the goddamn babies.
She's clearly a terrible mom.
Yeah.
Huh?
She's clearly a terrible mother.
Oh, so you don't fuck with her, Mike?
She's a terrible mother. How do you not realize? Like, you didn't count your eggs?
Yeah.
Baby, you only ate three of these motherfuckers and you ain't said shit.
But you know what? I think she did at one point. Losing a number of them to, like, the environment too. Anyway.
But she never brought up the fact that I have eggs missing.
No, she did.
When?
It was before she tapped into the droid. Yeah, to the droid. She looked at it and then looked at them. I don't know if you ain't people.
Oh, when she held the tank
that was
close
at the end.
That was at the end of the episode.
No, not that moment. It was a moment where she looked at them and it was almost like she was counting them. Yeah, it was a moment like that.
She didn't count more than once then, if that was the case, because that nigga was eating them like
he was eating them the whole episode.
Because Mando was like, yeah, they're all there.
What? No.
Yes.
No.
He brought that up after they crashed, right? And then they were frozen because he went down to get them.
He said, he said, I'm going to go find your eggs. But that's, he didn't. I don't remember any part where he said, yeah, they're all there.
I could have swore there was a part like that.
I'm going to go back and rewatch. Yeah, maybe you're right, but I don't remember that part at all.
It was a point where she looked at it. I remember this. Like, she looked at it and then To be assumed that she like, wait a minute, some of these are missing. It was a point like that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just, I was just more surprised by how relentless Baby Yoda was about the eggs.
Like, motherfuckers are good, man.
Bro, like, cause I'm thinking Mando talking like, bro, chill out. Like, you can't be doing that.
He like, this the last food? This day, this right. Last day con? This right. Is delicacy. Right.
You see, he kept eating, he man. Like,
yeah, you gonna eat everywhere now.
Right. You can't get these no more. Right.
Yeah. He went up to that tank and felt on it like, boy, I see these. He was literally a kid at a candy store when he looked at the damn little motherfuckers.
I'm
a
fucking bad, man.
He is for real.
But I was thinking, like, and I don't know if we brought this up before, that's how Yoda was actually. Like, he was just like a goofball sometime and just messing with shit. I don't know if y'all remember.
Well, of course, yeah, but that was fake,
that's because I was thinking because he an old man. You know how old, when you get to an old elderly. Fake.
Remember, he's not normally like that.
Yeah. Was it fake?
Yeah. When he was like
messing with his shit. Yeah.
He knew what all that stuff was. You got to think about this Yoda. He's 900 and something years old. He knows what all of that stuff is.
I thought it was like more old and seen.
That's what I'm saying. I thought it was.
Why do you think he switched it off immediately when Luke was like, I'm looking for Yoda, and he revealed that he was Yoda? He didn't act like that anymore.
Yeah.
You know what?
That was all like.
Maybe he got trigger words. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you say pineapple or bicycle, he'll be like, all right, what's up? I'm ready.
No.
He was clearly pretending to be this other type of person. He didn't know who Luke really was, I don't think. Not at first.
Now you. He can sense him. Yeah, he can sense him.
Yeah, if he sense everything else,
he's Yoda.
I think that was a play on he was just like kind of goofy.
No.
I think he was feeling Luke out like, all right, let's see how he act to a senile man. You know what I'm saying?
Guys, this is me arguing sports with y'all.
Right.
Okay?
Right. I got you.
Yoda was definitely not a child. Think about it. Right. Any of the prequels, he didn't act like that.
Right.
At all. Right? Mm-hmm. Not even once. So why would he all of a sudden start acting like that there?
Because just see now.
No, God.
Maybe at 901, that's when you start going
so
crazy.
So all of a sudden, when Luke was like, I'm looking for Yoda, this great Jedi master, and he finally reveals I'm Yoda, all of a sudden he's no longer senile.
No, I feel you.
But there's some quirkiness. Yeah, there's quirkiness.
It made me think of when he was acting like that. It made me think that, like, oh, man, I remember when Yoda was acting like that with Luke or whatever, just kind of just messing with shit all the time. I was like, I don't know if we ever talked about that before.
Yeah, I think he was just, that wasn't a real Yoda, though.
I'm
past that. I defer to Mike all day when it comes to Star Wars shit. But, like, it just put me in the mind of that moment with Yoda.
Baby Yoda was doing that, like, I was thinking of, like, he keep eating whatever he want. Like, we see throughout the series, he keeps eating. Eventually, that has to come. Like, that has to be a consequence. Like, something's going to happen to him. And I didn't know, like.
It did.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was thinking that as I was watching the episode. But I was thinking more so, like, holistically throughout the series. Like, maybe he going to get, like, a stomach ache. And it's going to be a mythological stomach ache. And, like, it's going to fuck with his whole brain.
They're going to have to find the fix for his stomach ache.
Yeah, right. Some shit like that. Like, baby formula.
That could happen.
That could happen.
Yeah. Shit. But actually, it just happened in this episode because, well, before we get to that, as you know, Mando's going, he can't go into hyperspace as he's helping the passenger get to the next place that she wants to get to, not only to see her husband, to also the reason why she has those eggs is so she can, you know, multiply her species. But she can't go into hyperspace, otherwise it's going to destroy them. So as we're in space and, you know, going on this space cowboy ride, we end up meeting up with some X-Wing fighters, which I was surprised to see. I don't know, what was y'all reaction to that?
Yeah, now it was cool to see that. Because the X-Wing fighters haven't been on here yet, right?
I haven't. Not that I remember.
Yeah, so it was cool to see X-Wing fighters make it to the show.
They were in the fucking trailer, which bothers me.
See, I haven't seen it.
I'm going to start doing like you. I couldn't help it, though. I was like, I got to watch the trailer. But the X-Wing fighters were in the damn trailer.
So it wasn't, nothing for you. You was expecting them to come up eventually, right?
I knew they were going to show up at some point. I didn't know why or where or when. Mm-hmm. But seeing them show up and having it be Jon Favreau again... Who, if you remember, the last time he was on the show, which was when they were trying to break out that prisoner, and they remember they set off that beacon, and the two X-wing fighters showed up, and they shot up the base.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
One of them was the same guy.
That's right.
That's why when they got down into the cave and they were talking it out, he was like, "Okay, I kind of remember that because I was there." But seeing the two X-Wing fighters pull up and having that little interaction, I had never heard of the ping thing, so I didn't know what that meant. Mm-hmm. I forget what the other thing they were saying that they wanted him to do.
Was it like a beacon?
Beacon, yeah. I didn't know what any of that
or
shit was.
Transponder or something like that.
But when they said, hey, can you switch to channel 2? I was like, oh, your ass might get fucked up, boy. And then when he looked out and the fucking wings opened, I was like, oh, this shit is dope. Because we all know what that means. That means you're about to get blasted up.
Yep.
And he tried to outrun. I was like, bro, you're not going, this is not going to work.
But it was dope because he was at first.
He was getting
it. I know they were talking shit
him.
To him, though, about mm-hmm. trying to outrun.
Hey, look, we don't yeah. know. Look, we don't want to do
don't,
this.
don't make us blast your ass right. up, bro. Just you know, chill out.
You're not going to like get away from us.
He had the moves, though. Yeah. When he busted that fucking move where he dropped, I was like, yeah. this shit that is dope.
And that's why I'm glad. I'm a brag. Well, not it's not a brag, but like I got a big screen TV. So like seeing that shit. It's like... I'm just saying, bro. Like the cinematography, Rod. I know you got a nice setup in your crib too, man. Just seeing that shit, it was like, bro, this shit is fire. Like
I was really there.
Yeah,
I mean, something I do like this. Yeah,
I was like, bro,
I was like, watch out.
that shit was funny because. When that shit dropped, when man. That frog lady started screaming,
that shit was hilarious.
She about
sounded
lost
black.
That's why I can't like you saw a black woman in that frog's eyes. That's why you fuck with it. She the one that got him fucked up in the first place. Cause when she screaming while he was like talking to him,
she just woke up.
Yeah.
Why you wake up screaming?
She didn't wake up screaming.
Well, she woke up and immediately went. She immediately said something.
Oh yeah.
She wasn't screaming. She started talking, mm-hmm. but she like, can't click. And he don't know what the fuck she's saying.
Yeah, that whole sequence was just great.
And then how he landed the plane, you know, he crashed like that, or his mm-hmm. ship. That was dope too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, he ended up on a fucking ice block.
Yeah.
And it sunk down all the way to the second level,
mm-hmm.
and that's where we, you know, get to the cap, like the chamber, you know. Or the cave and shit like that, and they just trying to basically survive the night so they can, you know, dip up out of there. What did you guys think about like the scenes that came following that, as far as like Mando? Well, that's where we get to the towards the point where she's actually the frog lady mm-hmm. figures out a way to communicate with Mando, because like he's just like, let's just chill out here for the night and dip in the morning. And she's like, nah, nigga, we gotta leave now, mm-hmm. or as quickly as possible, because my shit is about to die. Like, she's an amphibian. Mm-hmm. So being in that cold is, well, I'm assuming it still relates as far as even if we're in the Star Wars universe.
Oh, I thought she meant that those eggs need to be fertilized soon.
Yeah, that's
that's what I thought. It's
a little bit of both. Because mm-hmm. yeah. I think the eggs would have been fine. She wouldn't have been fine because the eggs were protected in that thing.
Right.
Now they had to get to the planet to be fertilized.
Well, I think that was part of it too, because he was like, I know it's warm, but we got to get them out or something like that. Yeah, so she was trying to keep the eggs warm too.
Yeah, but I was trying to figure out how, because that shit was fucked up.
That shit was all the way.
I was like, how the hell are you gonna fix all this shit?
Man, that's Mando, he gonna fix it.
But it be taking some time for them. Like, I know they speed up the time for us, but I feel like it takes like at least a week for him to do all those repairs and shit.
Well, no, I think that took about a week because he didn't fully fix it. He just kind of patched it. Just enough to get in the sky. At least that's what was the plan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then he looked up, and then, you know, Yoda came around the corner and was like, yo, like, this motherfucker gone.
Hey, and then when we find her goofy ass just over there in the bath, like, happy as hell.
I know, in a jacuzzi and shit. Yep. Yep. I know.
That was irritating. Mando just slapped her in the back of the head. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Get
you
don't want to
say anything?
Right.
How you gonna talk to me about, like, we gotta go, but your ass lounging
right.
around.
Right, you're
in the hot tub and shit.
Like, it's the Four Seasons and shit.
Yep.
Got your eggs all floating and shit.
Yes. In the hot tub chilling.
Huh. Butt ass naked.
Yeah. Right.
Butt ass naked.
Right.
What the fuck?
Oh, man. And then what's made it matters worse, he still got a kid. I forget, like, because sometimes Baby Yoda, you don't know how intelligent he is yet. Like, he's still a baby based on how he looks, but sometimes I feel like we forget that he get into shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he literally did that again, eating all them eggs around, which when he was eating the first one, I was like, that don't look like it's going to end up well for you. And then we obviously see that it's a whole nest of the motherfuckers, and they just started hatching.
I knew it was a problem as soon as I saw it mm-hmm. because of aliens.
Yep. That's exactly what it was.
Like, yep. Oh, yeah, this is...
Whenever you see that one egg...
You see that one egg, and you see the rest of it, you're like, you already know what's about to happen.
You already know what's about to go down.
You already know what's about to go down. So, yeah. But I think that's cool about this series is, like, they do stuff like that, but they still just do it well. It could be, like, a complete bite off of something, but the way they executed it is just good, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was like, you badass damn.
That's
kid.
The same thing I was thinking too. I was like, everything damn, nigga, you gotta eat everything.
Yeah. Just like a real
and he
kid.
He start running like, eh!
Yeah, you start seeing him at you.
That's the fastest I've seen.
That's what I'm saying. His ass, because he saw that shit, all them eggs start hatching. Mm-hmm. All you saw was that little.
But I love Mando, because Mando never gets sped up. Like, even with all of those spiders coming towards him, he was really just sitting back. And just trying to assess the situation before he made a move.
Yeah.
Even though his move was to let's get the fuck out of here, but he was just kind of just looking back, like, okay, what is going on here?
Shit, he was scared.
That's what I'm saying. That shit, that mask.
He was scared, bro.
I don't know if he was scared.
I think he was scared. He picked Baby Yoda up and was like, oh shit.
How the fuck am I gonna get out of this?
How the fuck am I supposed to get out of this? And then the second they got closer, he was gone.
He was like, go.
My favorite part though was when that motherfucker started hopping.
That's why I did this.
Oh yeah,
what I thought you were talking
like
about.
That was wheelchair.
Dope though.
Nah. What's funny is I was watching this with my homie. He was like, bro, if that frog don't get on all fours and start hopping, then she started doing it, bro. I was crying.
Hey, that was dope.
Cause she was running, she was running slow as hell. Like, yeah. She ain't got no stride to her step.
None.
And I'm like, bro, dude's better.
That's how I know she was black, cause she left Yoda. I mean, man,
she sure did. She said, man, fuck this shit.
She was hopping on the wall, bouncing off. Like,
That part was dope, it man.
That was a big ass fucking spider.
Yeah, the mama spider was, it was the way it was built too. Like, it was, it had like three rows of teeth and shit like that. I was like, this motherfucker,
that shit was crazy,
ruthless.
Yeah, that was dope.
Man. Yeah,
that whole sequence
was dope.
It was scary. You know what I'm saying? It felt a little scary. It's like, oh man, like oh shit, like you felt like you were in there with him, especially you with the Mr. TV.
Hey man, I felt like I had that 3D. The spider was coming at me. I had to swat him. I was swatting shit in my room, but now.
That's a good point.
What was funny was when they got to the ship and the spiders were still coming, but Mando had to literally like they were getting into the ship, which I thought was like
into the cockpit.
Yeah, I thought it was done after that because I thought the whole mission was like get the ship fly off. But if they're in the ship, how do you fly off? Even they had to go all the way to like you said, be to the cockpit where you had to burn them motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. I was like, how the fuck is every episode? I'm like, how is he getting out of this?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
which is interesting because like even though we know he's the star of the show, like. Still, they put you in a situation.
You still want to see, though.
Exactly.
Like, you're still curious, like, what the fuck is going to happen out of this?
Yeah, they do a good job with that.
Yeah.
They really did a good job with it on this.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. This one was kind of scary. That's exactly how I felt.
Yeah.
This was easily the most tense episode I've seen so far. Because I was seriously, before all this, I was like, all right, this episode's cool.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, they're on the ice planet. All right. Spiders. When those spiders came, because I thought the exact same thing.
Yeah.
You know, Alien. Because that's what happened in that movie, too. Mm-hmm. You go walking through a fucking row of eggs, start fucking with shit, and the motherfucker jumped down in your face.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was expecting to happen. They were going to jump on Baby Yoda and fuck him up. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, when he started running out of the cave and they were just coming at him and he was having to shoot.
Man,
you know, just to keep going, and I was like, man, this is crazy.
The music, all of that.
Yeah, just the music was perfect.
Perfect. Worked together.
Then when they got to the ship and they got into the ship, and I'm like, oh my god, how the fuck? When they got into the cockpit, I was like, man, this is one of the most. Because I'm sitting in my chair like this, because my screen ain't that big, so I can lean in. I'm like, how is he really gonna get out of this? And then when they actually got into the cockpit and they got on Baby Yoda's head, sitting there like, come on, man! You know?
What had me weak was when they tried to fly out the first time and then that big motherfucker jumped in that shit. I was like, it's a wrap. It's done.
Man.
It was done.
But I like the fact that fucking the little frog lady had a little thing, bro.
Yeah.
Motherfucker didn't know.
Yep.
Came out here, bro. I got them things.
I
got that shot. She said, bop, 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 bop. And you look over, she like, with her hand on the tank still.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One hand on my babies, other hand on that thing, bro.
Yep.
What you want?
Black mama.
Yeah, exactly.
She put that puss out of purse.
Because it was a little teeny one, too.
Yeah, it was. That shit sound like how the
Louise had.
That shit sound like how nuts when she shot it.
Yeah!
Pop, boom, pop, boom! Man, stop that, stop that! Stop shooting that little piece of shit!
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. The Hall of Nights, man.
I know, right?
Yeah, that shit was intense. Yeah. I didn't know how that shit was gonna shake. I didn't even expect to see the X-Wing fighters come back to save the day.
I didn't either.
Like, especially during that specific time, because
exactly,
like I'm thinking, like, oh, this is how they're gonna do a cliffhanger and just end the episode on this.
That's what I thought was gonna happen.
I'd have been pissed.
Yeah, that's what I thought was gonna happen. I thought they was about to end that shit, like right when the big thing came up in the cockpit. I was like, oh, I hope they don't end, because the time, you know, it was almost over. So I'm like, I know they ain't gonna end it like this.
Exactly,
but they didn't.
Yeah, because Mama Spider was about to take their ass out.
Boy, she was trying to get in that motherfucker. Yeah,
that's the same one he blew up, or that was a different one.
I thought it was a different one too at first, but I don't think we really know.
I think it was
because it seemed like that first one died.
Like he got that one good.
Or maybe he just knocked
when
it
he
out.
When he put buried the first one in.
He put those two bombs. Yeah. Or whatever.
I thought it just slowed it down.
Yeah, I think it was the same one, and it just got up at some point.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
but I'm not positive. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
I thought the first one was dead when he killed the first big one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe it was a different one. Maybe the motherfucker was extra mad because you killed its mate.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking too.
Who knows?
But
either way, it was dope that they add an extra layer of intensity to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's always good when you just feel that, like, oh shit, this shit they still got to get out of this. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they just do a really good job with that, man.
It was cool seeing them in live action too, because we've only seen them in Rebels. We've only seen them in Rebels, so it was really cool to see them actually make them real life and look that good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so wait,
the spiders.
I haven't seen
spiders
Rebels,
are in Rebels.
Yeah, the Rebels. Spiders. I'll go ahead and say this. Like, a lot of people were complaining about this episode, saying that it was filler and it didn't really do anything, blah blah blah. But I think that they put those spiders in there for a very specific reason, as like a lead in to what's gonna happen later.
Mm.
Mm.
So did anybody here watch Rebels? But
I didn't. I know you kept telling me. I know you kept
I'm gonna watch it, man. I've been putting it.
I watched like the first three episodes.
He kept telling me to watch it.
Can't fuck with the little kid just yet. You know what I mean?
It gets better the second season.
Okay.
But, those spiders were in Rebels, and there's like a pretty intense scene where they're attacking this person, Sabine Wren, who is rumored to be on the show. So I think them specifically putting those spiders in there was kind of a hint that, yo, very soon you're gonna see Sabine. Like, you didn't watch the trailer, but you watched the trailer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the woman in the hood?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So everyone's been trying to figure out who that is. So there's all kinds of different theories, but some people think it's gonna be Sabine Wren. So them putting the spiders in there is kind of like
attaching it.
Yeah, attaching it, like, yo, that's who that is. I think it might not, who knows, but that's what I think is happening. But we'll have to wait and see.
We'll be back after this quick break.
Shout out to Mike with the insights of the.
Unless I'm wrong as fuck.
Hey, I mean, we'll see. So far, like you said, they have been doing a lot of fan service or incorporating more. So maybe you're onto something with that.
So the spiders were in Rebels, but they were also in concept art for Empire Strikes Back. They were supposed to be on Dagobah, where Luke is with Yoda. They were supposed to be there. So that was also cool because I've seen that concept art. So it was like, oh, but what's weird is I didn't realize that the spiders from the concept art were the same spiders from Rebels.
Got you.
So connecting all of that shit, I thought was actually pretty dope.
Hmm.
Mm. Yeah. I was just reading about the Easter eggs in this one. I think going back to the cantina where, you know, she calls the bug Dr. Mandible or whatever. I think that's based off of the, you know, space ghosts exist in the Star Wars universe, that type of shit.
Yeah, it was corny.
Yeah.
It was super corny.
Yeah, it's not really much. But, back to the X-Wing fighters, though. Like, them coming back was dope. And I like how you didn't really know what was going to happen as far as, like, their interaction with Mando, because he's technically is wanted. Because I think he pissed off everybody.
I didn't figure that out until, because at first I was like, why is he running?
Like, but he don't, like, can't say he hardly ever really run unless it's like some real shit.
Yeah. I didn't realize until later on. I was like, oh, it's because of that break-in thing that he did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why he has a warrant out for his arrest, because he aided in freeing that prisoner.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But when they said, oh, but you saved Lieutenant, whatever the fuck his name was. Mm-hmm. I was like, who the fuck is that? But that's the guy who... Do y'all remember that episode when they were just like the guy that they ran into that one room or whatever, and there was the one guy with the gun.
Yeah.
And they were everyone was like, kill him. And Mando was like, no, don't kill him. We can save him. And the Twi'lek chick killed him anyway.
Oh, yeah.
That's who that was. So I guess what we're supposed to assume is, I thought he was definitely dead, so I assume he's not alive and told them, lo, Mando, save me. Mm-hmm. I assume there's like video camera footage or something. Mm. I don't know. That part was a little bit confusing for me, but that's what I'm assuming happened. They somehow know that he was involved in that, but they also know that he was responsible for attempting to save the life of that lieutenant guy.
For me, like, even if there wasn't an episode like that, I think they've done a good job with Mando and showing, I think I've mentioned this before, how he is a righteous kind of bounty hunter type dude, and that seemed like in his character to save someone. So I just assume that he did something in the past that benefited him in this moment.
I would have been kind of annoyed if that was like a completely referenced, like something that we haven't seen. Mm-hmm. I'd have been like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, it didn't bother me because I didn't know that piece. I didn't know who it was. I was wondering if they showed it before. I just assumed that they did, and I just didn't remember. Mm-hmm. But again, I think even if they hadn't shown it, they've done enough with this character,
yeah,
to show that, you know, he's a good person.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Or tries to be, at least.
Tries to be, yeah.
Because he still will kill a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But he's going to try to talk it out with you first.
Yeah. Like he does give you the opportunity.
Touch me again, I'm going to kill.
He didn't used to.
Yeah.
Because remember the first episode, he showed up and started killing every fucking body.
Yeah.
And everybody. He didn't talk out with nobody. Yeah. Remember, he cut the motherfucker in half and all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
I like how this episode, like, was all about the main theme was like protecting your offspring and protecting the children and stuff like that and future generations. Going back to like the first part of the episode, like when Mando's first got hijacked and they were trying to take Baby Yoda, like seeing Baby Yoda crawl to him and him pick him up, like they're really bonding at this point. Mm-hmm. And it makes me think that I don't know if he's willing, or I don't know how he's going to be able to give up Baby Yoda at this point, because I think Baby Yoda is even attached to him to a certain extent. Like, that's his daddy. So, like, I think that's what touched Mando about the frog was, like, I understand what you mean, but, like, I have to do something for, you know, mm-hmm. that's bigger than me because that's the same mission that I'm on. Because I was wondering the whole time, I was like, why the fuck is he really taking all these side missions? Like, he got some shit that he need to do. Like, he don't, like, him doing this is what made him have to be, like, hiding out in a cave and dealing with big ass spiders.
Yeah, but he had to, remember? That was the only way for him to find out what the other Mandalorians were.
He could have just paid her off and maybe.
She didn't want money. I think they made it kind of clear that mm-hmm. she was only going to do it if he took her to this place.
Yeah, they made that clear.
I feel like, I don't know. I just think that if I know for the story's sake, it's interesting, but like, mm-hmm. I just think like if you're on a mission like that, you should try to be as swift and quickly as about it as you can. But as you see, like you said, Roddy got a heart, so mm-hmm. a part of him probably just gonna do this shit anyway. Did y'all like how it ended though, as far as like the X-Wing fighters? I thought they were gonna really help him out, but they just basically just blasted the things mm-hmm. and just
dipped. I like that they did that though. I like that they like, all right, yeah, man, we not gonna turn you in, but you gotta figure this shit out right on your own. Like, all right, we'll holler at you. We're gonna let you off, but you gotta figure this shit out. I like that they did that.
They did save his life, so that it's not like they just left him out to dry.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, you'll figure it out.
Good luck.
Right.
But I thought the passenger was going to be done by this episode, but we're on with another adventure. I guess this is a part of the cast now. They got to replace some characters that died off in the first season.
Say that one more time.
Like, now the frog lady's with him past this episode.
I guess so.
Well, at least until the next one, because, yeah. I mean, she's in the trailer, you know. Rod, and close your ears for a second.
That's fine.
But if you remember the trailer, there's that scene where they're on the boat. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that part? It's where you see the female figure with the hood.
Oh, okay.
They're on like some weird boat. Mm-hmm. If you go back and watch, you see right in front of Mando is the frog lady holding somebody's hand. So that's clearly must be her husband.
Hmm.
So we know that at some point he reconnects them together.
See, that's exactly why I don't watch trailers. Right,
but now. I don't have a problem with that, because that just gets me excited, because now I know we're that much closer to figuring out who the fuck this person with the hood is.
Hmm.
Because like I said, it's either Sabine Wren, it could be a Jedi, it could be an Inquisitor, we don't know. But that was like the main focus of the trailer. So clearly she's important. So now we get to figure out, okay, where the hell is Mando going on this ship? Why is he even on this ship? Like, does the Razor Crest, is it completely fucked up? And now they have to take a boat? Like, what's going on? So now we know, like, at least within the next episode or two, because, I mean, I don't want a whole bunch of adventures with him and Frog Lady. Mm-mm. That needs to be wrapped up fairly soon. She's cool and all, but... Mm-hmm. I don't need no. I don't want a whole bunch of that.
She gotta have that little voice box. How you doing, man? Though
the modulator, the auto tune shit. I don't need a whole bunch of that.
Yeah,
but I think next episode he's gonna bring her to where she needs to be, and then he's gonna have to figure out the rest of it on his own. And because I'm curious to see who these other Mandalorians are, because Sabine Wren is a Mandalorian, so maybe that's who the Frog Lady is taking him to.
Mm-hmm.
So this could be good, man. This could be cool.
How many episodes is for this season?
Eight.
It's eight. It's going to be eight?
Yeah. So we're already two. So we got like, yeah.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see if we're actually going to see Mando have to fight somebody with a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Because if whoever that person is on the boat, if she's evil, then that's going to be really interesting. Because if she's some sort of Sith or an Inquisitor, and we haven't seen him fight like
anybody on his level yet.
Yeah. Like, usually he'll get knocked up a little bit or knocked back a little bit, but he usually comes out on top. So seeing him actually have to fight someone with a lightsaber might be actually dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he never fought old boy.
Yeah, with the Gus from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't even think he knows. And that's the other thing. That's the other thing that connects Sabine Wren. Sabine Wren had the darksaber before.
Mm-hmm.
So she's definitely going to be in the show in some capacity.
Mm-hmm.
But her being involved would make sense, because we have to find out how the hell Gus got the fucking darksaber. If Sabine Wren had it at one point, and then, I forget the other chick's name that had it. Bo-Katan. Bo-Katan had it at some point. How did Gus get it? So there's like a whole big story that has, outside of him getting Baby Yoda to his people, there's like a whole big ass side story that they have to explain.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to kind of get to it.
Move on.
Ken, I want to get your thoughts on just where we're going with this storyline in this series before I ask this next question.
I don't really have thoughts on that. You know, I'm just kind of following the story as it goes along. Like, I just watched the first two yesterday, which is Saturday at the time of this recording. So I'm just now catching up. So I do find everything that Mike just said interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that it gives the room to expand into additional seasons. So
that's what I asked Mike, as far as like this. So this for you has to be the last season with dealing with Baby Yoda.
No, I don't think it has to. But I think it would behoove the show. If you're going to get rid of Baby Yoda, then you might want to go ahead and wrap it up this season. Because if you do a whole nother season with Baby Yoda, he's going to be too intrinsically tied to the show. Mm-hmm. I think now people still love Baby Yoda, but they also understand this show is about Mandalorian. I think if this season ended with Mando giving over Baby Yoda, I think they'd be fine.
Yeah, you don't want to make it more about Baby Yoda by keeping him around longer.
Right.
Because people already love the fuck out of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the longer he stays on, the more people fall in love with him. And then you can't separate the two. It's
exactly
like that happened with Walking Dead. Like, there are certain characters they can't even get rid of now because people are so in love with them.
But yeah, I enjoyed this episode a lot. I'm excited to see where we go moving forward. Razor Crest is just a random thing. Razor Crest is just a dope ass name for a ship. I just feel like, but I say that because I like that. I love seeing Mando just like going into space and seeing where is the next planet we go to, the next interaction. How does Frog Lady and her babies fit into this whole series, as far as even within the season? Any other last thoughts on this episode? Anything that stood out to you, Rob?
No, I think we covered it all. Oh, the jetpack scene was funny. When he gave him the trade off, and then he shot his ass in the sky, and you just see him getting the jetpack coming back to him. I didn't know he could do all that with a jetpack, like have it basically go off on its own and then bring it all the way back to him.
His whole armor is dope. Like everything he got on him is just
I thought that was dope. But yeah, I thought that was a cool moment we kind of skipped over.
All right. Yeah, I can't think of nothing either. Mm-hmm. This was a cool episode. Like I said, I saw a lot of people complaining about it.
I mean, at this point, you got to get used to, like, some episodes going to be like this.
Well, they were just like, oh, it seems like filler. And I think what it is, people are just mad that Boba Fett wasn't in this episode. Because at first, I was a little annoyed, too. I was like, come on! You just fucking showed him!
Right.
And now this episode, you're going to leave the planet without showing him anymore? Like, what? But now, after watching the whole episode, I was like, I was cool with it. It's a nice little adventure. Mm-hmm. And those spider things, that whole attack scene was done extremely well. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I fuck with this episode, man. I watched it twice, almost back to back.
So, yeah, I almost did too.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. But those are our thoughts on episode 2 of The Mandalorian. Please let us know your thoughts on FPS Podcast Reddit thread and also FPS Podcast on IG and Twitter. Tell us whether you like it, love it, or hate it. And catch us next week for another review. But that's us for this week. We out. Peace.